From Springbank to Mount Clear, 3BA's Big Show. More Ballarat.
Let's shoot the breeze from the bigsmoke.com.au. Alex Chelios, good morning.
Hello, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you for asking. What have you been up to?
I did a big workout this morning.
Did you?
I was doing weights. Yeah. You know what they say, if you don't move it, you lose it.
You're such a liar. off the air, just to enlighten everyone, off the air, I said to Alex, I said, what have you been up to? And she said, oh, just working. And that's the stock standard response I get from Alex every week when I go, what have you been up to? Oh, I've been working. And I said to Alex this morning, just to stimulate a bit of different conversation, how's about you make up something? Lie. Yeah. I don't care what the response is. Just lie so we have some stimulating conversation. There it was.
I think the point of it is be interesting, Alex.
Yeah.
There you go. Whether it's true or not.
If you could add some spice into your life, that'd be really good, Alex Chelios. Dear. Look, for anyone of age, and I'm talking about me, you would have been into a Blockbuster video store over the years, and sadly there's only one left. The world's last Blockbuster video store has actually been turned into an Airbnb for a 90s sleepover experience, Alex.
Yeah, it's called the End of Summer Sleepover, and it's based in Bend, Oregon, in the US, and the idea is that you can sleep there overnight. They've set the actual store up where they have like a sofa and some like futons, and they've got a big TV. It feels like a 90s living room. It even has all the DVDs. Remember in the 90s when you had your TV and then you had a cabinet around the TV full of DVDs?
Yeah, yep.
It's like that. And they're only charging $5 or $6 a night.
That's cool.
So it's for people who want to have a sleepover. It's nostalgic. And it also kind of fits into this whole thing that, you know, a lot of this 90s stuff is coming back. So, for example, with Netflix, there's a lot of, like, 90s slasher films coming back that were really popular, you know, 20 years ago and now being remade.
Yeah.
So I think people just love this stuff and it's fun. But, you know, it's interesting because on social media, people have been really offended by it. They're like, no, you need to protect the last Blockbuster.
Oh, no, I don't know about that. As long as they're showing 90s, if you're going to have a 90s sleepover, you've got to have 90s movie and TV shows. So Friends would be a big one.
Yeah.
Seinfeld. Yeah.
The Spice Girls movie.
Yes. What about Space Jam? Romeo and Juliet with little Leo DiCaprio?
Yeah.
10 Things I Hate About You?
Yeah.
There was a show with James Caan and Kathy Bates called Misery.
Reality Bites.
Pulp Fiction, Billy Madison. What about Rainmaker?
Happy Gilmore.
Clueless.
Yeah, it's going to be a really busy night.
That'd be your go-to movie, Alex. Clueless.
Clueless. But you know what? She did well in the end. That's the message.
That's very, very true. Actually, here's another one that would be good for you, The Bone Collector.
Well,
you know,
that's more of a hobby.
Because Alex Chelios has definitely got to have a hobby.
Yeah.
Moving on, what else are we going to talk about today, Alex? Oh, dogs.
Well, who would have thought I would talk about dogs?
Would have thought, given you've got two dogs?
Yeah.
Talk to us about dogs and how they'll never share a meal with us, even though we love them so much.
So this is interesting because you often think to yourself, well, if I was distressed and I needed food, my dog would share their food with me. But actually, this is more around animal social groups and how they thrive. And this was a study that was done which demonstrated experimentally how dogs will help a trapped human, so that the dog will actually help you survive, but they won't share your treat. So, for example, they got a series of dogs to use a food dispenser, and they had the dogs actually trial whether or not a human had helped them in some capacity. And then they tried to get the dog to give them and share with them their dog cookie. And none of the dogs would do it. But the dogs had no issues with actually helping the human in other ways. So when it came to food, there was no moving into generosity. It was completely about helping the human survive but not eat.
So this basically, Alex Chelios, this research has unveiled what I've believed for quite some time, that dogs are actually as selfish as cats.
Yeah, I think, you know, but likely to help you if you're in trouble. I think cats would just watch you flail.
The cat would be going, ha, 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 remember that time you put me in the bath? Now you're in the well? Ha, ha, drown, sucker.
Yeah, I mean, every dog owner has done that trick where they pretend to die in the middle of the living room and fall to the ground dramatically, and they want to see how their dogs respond. And very rarely do the dogs respond properly because the dogs can sense it's not real and that you're not in danger. Whereas people who have been actually genuinely ill, the dogs start acting up because they can sense it. Dogs are amazing.
Yeah, dogs are very amazing, which is why I'll never have one because, you know, I've got to be the X factor in the household. We can't have the dog putting me to shame. I'm sorry.
Oh, right, yeah. You don't want to compete.
No. Hey, speaking of dogs, there's plenty in the human race, Alex Chelios, and apparently women can tell if men are players solely by their faces, according to new research.
Yes. So this was based on a number of series of people going through things like Tinder and actually looking at people's faces and judging whether or not the person was a player or whether or not they were looking for something serious. And it comes from Macquarie University. So they gathered people, they asked them to fill out their attitudes towards relationships, and then they took photos of those people. And what they found was that women were able to guess with high accuracy whether a man was more or less open to a casual relationship as opposed to a serious relationship. And it was to do with the composites of the faces, sociosexuality, you know, there's a lot of different ways that people can sense the attitude of an individual. So it also, the researchers believe, points to the role for testosterone. So for example, the photos with men that had more masculine looking facial features or male typical behavior like were looking like they were more likely to be into the short term uncommitted relationships. So, you know, it was very much what you would expect in terms of an assumption, but it's still interesting to know that those judgments can be made. And, you know, when you look at women, sometimes you can see from looking at a woman what she might be into. So I think it just goes down to a judgment.
Yeah. Call. Well, yeah. In the wash, it comes down to this. Ladies, watch out for the players. It's 13-9. Alex Chelios, always up for the chat from thebigsmoke.com.au. We'll shoot the breeze next week.
Thank you so much.